More than 30 years after it closed, the Michigan Central Station is set to have a triumphant reopening on June 6th. Most people are marveling at the development in the area, but it hasn't always been that way. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne spoke to one entrepreneur who, along with a partner, had the vision of seeing what the area could be more than 20 years ago. Marie?
And good morning, everybody. Slo's Barbecue sits right in the shadow of Michigan Central Station on Michigan Avenue. The area is now bustling with restaurants, coffee shops, boutiques, and businesses, but it is a far cry from what it looked like 20 years ago when Brian Perrone had a dream of opening a restaurant and thought the blighted, boarded up, dilapidated area offered some promise.
Just drive by those buildings across from the train station. There was something about it, something drew me to it. And they were totally abandoned and boarded up, and there was no life there. But something about it just kind of called to me, I guess. And then I met Phil Cooley.
And Perrone and then business partner Phil Cooley were determined to make a go of it. And what they created was nothing short of a miracle.
Just like lightning in a bottle, you know, once we got it going. And everybody thought we were crazy. Everybody would stop by while we were working on the place. They, you know, thought we were totally insane.
Now, Slo's quickly saw success, long lines, national attention, other businesses sprang up, and then word got out that Ford had bought the train station and was going to make it into a mobility hub. Perrone and the other entrepreneurs in the area thought it would be magic.
The whole area is just really coming alive, like, in an amazing way that, you know, far surpasses any expectations that I ever had.
Now, Slo's will celebrate 20 years on Michigan Avenue next year. So what was it about that spot that called to Perrone so many years ago? Was it spiritual, mystical? No, he says. He and Phil Cooley were just very sure of themselves, and then they had some luck.
We were lucky to be in the spot that we were when we were, and to get such great national attention. I mean, we still send barbecue sauce all over the country to people. And
Jamie, Guy, and Lloyd, I asked Brian what he thinks about when he looks out his front door and then sees this entirely refurbished area, the train station, the book building, Roosevelt Park. He says it's almost unbelievable, but he said it did take an awful lot of hard work to get there.
Well, hard work, but also you couldn't be risk averse, right? You had
no.
to have some real courage to make that kind of investment back in that day 20 years ago.
Right. I had someone tell me that the area, well, I remember the area back then, but someone telling me, yeah, it was like wild dogs were just running down the street. You could almost see the tumbleweeds going down Michigan Avenue. And, I mean, a lot of us who've been here a long time remember what that looks like and what it was like there. And it was just needed that one spark. And then it just completely took off. So it was well established by the time 2018 rolled around. But this is just the icing on the cake for them. For all of them.
Yeah. I mean, even when I came in 2013, like the Michigan and Trumbull, the fence was still up there was nothing behind it and there wasn't much going on.
Right.
Over there.
No, just a sad relic of what once was. Right?
Yeah.
And it is coming alive and with Michigan Central and the corner ballpark, and all that.
The new hotel down there.
The hotel.
Forgive me.
Oh,
yeah. It is the name is
Godfrey Hotel.
Godfrey Hotel. Great rooftop bar.
Oh,
great.
Love it.
Beautiful site. And, yeah, there's just so many things to explore now.
And Brian said in the area, too, they're going to be seeing something called the Detroit Wine the Detroit Wine Bar, I think he called it, that's coming into that area.
You just perked Jamie up.
That.
What?
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, you just perked her up.
I'll pull up the car, Jamie. We'll go as soon as it opens. But see, what's interesting too is to listen to these entrepreneurs talk about they're very supportive of one another in a lot of these ventures too. So they want the whole area to succeed. And Brian was saying that the NFL draft. He said people were coming in there saying, oh, yeah, I've always heard of your place. I really want to get a sandwich here. So it brought that NFL draft really had a lot of residual effect for businesses in the area.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to June 6th and the beginning of a new era for that whole area.
Marie Osborne, thank you for being here this morning. Have a great Memorial Holiday weekend.
You too, guys. Thank you.
You remember when we talked about AI and Scarlett Johansson saying, hey, they basically ripped off my voice. They asked me twice to be the voice of ChatGPT. And when I turned them down, what happens? They find a sound-alike to do the very same thing. Well, now ChatGPT is fighting back and saying, we're releasing all the documents showing how we recruited the voice actresses that we were looking for. And we never asked for someone to sound like Scarlett Johansson. You know, we wanted them in a certain age range. We wanted them to be warm, engaging, and charismatic. But that doesn't mean, and then they, and so the headline is, they didn't copy Scarlett Johansson's voice, according to records. Well, the records don't mean diddly.
No.
You don't write down the stuff you don't want people to know about. Well,
exactly. Because what did they end up with? They ended up with what they were likely seeking for in a subjective way, that while they were judging all these recruits, Sam Altman had already expressed his desire to have someone sound like Scarlett, and they ended up there. So I don't know what this means for her lawsuit.
But on the other side, they went out and hired a voice actor who does this for work. It's not her fault she sounds like Scarlett Johansson.
No question. Right.
So,
but in the
company's fault.
In the subjective process of recruiting her and then hiring her, you can't tell me that Scarlett wasn't foremost in their mind after you'd already asked her twice and then declined. Something kind of fun to put on the list of things that you might want to check out at Crystal Mountain Resort over in Thompsonville, kind of west of Cadillac there. They've got a new, they call it the Crystal Coaster. It's a new dual-track coaster, kind of like a luge that you sit on and you come catapulting down the hill in a trough like a luge run. Have you ever been on one of those?
I have in the Pittsburgh area. And those are fun.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And you can purchase tickets. They're going to open it in early July. You can purchase tickets online through the resort's website. But we've been to Crystal, two great golf courses there.
Mountain.
And also a great golf school. Yes. Mm-hmm. And but that's one of those little things. Just kind of you're checking boxes of some things to do with the kids while you're on vacation or traveling through that area. Add that in.
Crystal's great because we go to Frankfurt all the time, and it's right there. Mm-hmm. So there's a pool, there's the golf, now there's this thing, there's a spa. Highly recommend Crystal Mountain.
Before we go, Beyonce and Big Frida, they're being sued for allegedly willful copyright infringement, unfair trade practices. Beyonce had a song called Break My Soul. She sampled a part of the song from Big Frida's song. And so now the makers of the original song said, no, that you took our stuff and you didn't tell us, and so now you're going to have to pay us.
Isn't this now kind of like a rite of passage? It shows that you've really arrived. You're like, you're really nobody until you've been sued for copyright infringement. So congratulations to Beyonce.
So, hey, she's made it, right?
Yet another milestone.
There you go.
We hope you have a very reflective and thoughtful Memorial Day. Remember the meaning, but also have fun, and by all means, be safe. We'll see you bright and early Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. before we head off to Mackinac for the policy conference. Take care.